I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Salad! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
We'll get back to the calls in a few here. I just want to talk to my good friend and colleague over at SNY who's been churning out columns left and right for SNY.TV, and that is John Harper. Now, we were supposed to have Harp on after, what was it, game two. He said, all right, yeah, I'll come on with you. We'll talk about the Yankees demolishing the Twins. And he was on his ride home from Yankee Stadium. He would call in. And then I was looking up the clock. It's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I'm getting the feeling that Harp may not be calling in this evening. And he totally forgot. Harp, you blew me off last time, but I'm glad we can now make amends and talk tonight on The Fan.
Sal, I'm getting old, you know. I have trouble remembering what shoes to wear when I'm supposed to wear.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I do apologize. I was supposed to call you, and I got in the car and started listening to music and sort of...
and that was it. Yeah, and I don't want to bother you.
We got a lot to talk about.
We do, and let's start with the Cashman stuff, Harp. You wrote a column today for SNY.TV, getting great quotes from Brian Cashman speaking on Joe Girardi. And at first, maybe I was like, you know what? He's speaking so lovingly and glowingly of Joe Girardi. Maybe I'm a little scared off as a Met fan. But truthfully, I think Cashman knows that Joe Girardi would be a great manager and a perfect fit for this Mets job.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. I know it's easy to be cynical about it, especially if you're a Mets fan like yourself, and think, what is he trying to pawn Girardi off on us or something? And after he fired him, but no, listen, he made the point that 10 years is a long time, especially in New York. He felt like they needed a change. He didn't go into detail about why he did it. He never really has, but he just, you know, he said that. He really believes Girardi did a great job for most of the 10 years he was there. He didn't say most. For the 10 years he was there, they won a championship, and he hired him, don't forget. And he loves the way he prepared. He talked about nobody's more prepared. In a lot of ways, you know, you hear the same things about Girardi that you hear about Showalter. Talk about attention to detail, preparation, just having a knack for putting players in the right position to win games. Which the Mets could definitely use after we saw what they've gone through with Callaway. So I do think it would be a good fit. I think either one, Showalter or Girardi. I actually tend to lean a little towards Showalter, but that's kind of selfish because he'd be better with the media, I think, Girardi. That's one. Girardi's one weakness is with the media, but fans don't care. Nobody cares if he wins. That's not really an issue. So it's about what he does in games, on field, and I do think Cashman believes in the guy. I think for whatever reason, I think he felt like the team needed a new voice, that maybe his intensity had started to rub players the wrong way. And I know you love his intensity, and I understand that. It's a big part of the way he manages.
Well, yeah, the passion, I think, would be welcome. We're talking with John Harper, writing for SNY.TV. You could also see him regularly on Baseball Night in New York on SNY and occasionally Geico Sports Night, certainly during the baseball season there, late watching these games with Harp. It's always fun. How about the idea, though, Harp, of, you know, applying the data, where you could talk about both Girardi and Buck, and I know Girardi's maybe more by the book than most people think, but even Buck Showalter being open to applying now the analytics. If Cashman's vouching for both these two, that would mean he would think that they're both kind of open to the new age of baseball, no, in the front offices with all that data?
Well, he did use the word collaborative speaking about Girardi, and I think every manager, unless you're going to the extremes of maybe a Lou Piniella in his heyday, somebody who really managed by the seat of his pants. I mean, Showalter, you know, I've heard him make the point that really, he was sitting down talking about Gene Michael with this stuff 25 years ago when he was managing the Yankees. It just wasn't as much of a it hadn't taken over the industry, and it wasn't called analytics. It was just looking at statistics, figuring out who's what. I even go back to Davey Johnson. I mean, he got mocked a little bit for using a computer and doing some of that stuff. So every good manager is going to look at the numbers and figure things out, but they don't want to be – the guys like Showalter and Girardi don't want to be sitting in meetings the day of a game and being told by the analytics guy, this guy has to play left field today, this guy has to play, this guy has to hit second, whatever. Give them the information and trust them to do what they think is best to do with it. I think that's more the issue than – it's not like they're dinosaurs who don't aren't going to use the information. Any good manager is going to use the information.
Right, and they can come up with all the information, give it to him, and then let him decide the day of the game based on what he's seeing combined with the analytics, let him decide what to do. Now, the big question is, do you think the Mets and Van Wagenen and that front office are willing to make the decision to hire somebody like Girardi or Showalter or one of those two guys who are as established and as good as they are, or do they want somebody who's maybe more controllable, which makes no sense, but which way do you think the Mets will ultimately go here?
I really think there's a good chance that Girardi, more so than Showalter, Girardi gets hired. I think the Mets management and ownership, they're always very attuned to what fans want and media and what media reaction is going to be. And I'm sure they've heard everything that's been said about how they can't go out and get a first time guy after what happened with Callaway. And I'm sure they come to that conclusion themselves. Fans really seem to be buying into the Girardi thing. Brody Van Wagenen, one of the points when I was talking to people for the Showalter column I did yesterday, the point that they were making was, when I asked about that, would Brody be willing to give some control up? And they said, well, yeah, if he wants to keep his job, because he's gonna be the next to go if he doesn't win now. So I think Brody is smart enough, and everybody says he's a really, he's a workaholic. I think he wants to win. I know people kind of see him as the guy who wants to be out front, be the star, but he knows if he doesn't win, this thing's going to fall apart out in a hurry. And the other part of it is, there's always questions about whether they're willing to pay a manager like one of these guys. But, I was over at MLB Network yesterday talking to Dan O'Dowd, a former GM who's over there at MLB now, a former GM of the Rockies. And he was saying that, he doesn't think any teams are going to pay what guys like Girardi and Buck were making only a couple, 3-4 years ago. That $4 or $5 million range that Joe Maddon was making, now he's probably not going to get that. So, he thinks these guys want to manage badly enough that they're not going to let money keep them from taking a job that they feel like they could win. And look, the Mets, they have an opportunity to win if they make some key moves here. So I really could see it happen.
Well, that's the next thing. We're talking with John Harper, SNY.TV. What would be the reasons why the Mets don't hire him? We've heard the two big issues, potentially money, and you just kind of put an end to that, and I'm with you. I mean, what's he getting paid? $2 million a year? I mean, nobody's going to pay him more than that. And the other thing is control. So if it's not, and that's why I want Buck or Girardi, because I know those guys won't come here and take this job unless they're able to do what they want. Relative speaking, we know they're going to have to, collaborate here on things, but they also know the way that, they know what needs to be done to succeed. So if control may not be an issue because Van Wagenen says, I want to hire a smart baseball guy to collaborate with us, and money's not an issue, then what would be the issue here?
I think the only issue would be if they were to fall in love with some candidate the way the Yankees fell in love with Aaron Boone, but the Yankees were heading in that direction one way or the other, and they could afford to do it at that time because they had, they had such an established culture there of winning, and they were coming off the 17 LCS. They didn't have the kind of crisis is the right word, but the thing the Mets are facing where they can't afford to hire a guy who they don't know for sure if he can get it done because they just tried that with Callaway and it backfired badly. So I think the only way is if we're hearing today, I think Andy Martino reported that the Mets are going to interview Carlos Beltran. That's the kind of guy that maybe you could fall in love with. He's a very smart guy. He talked to players, everybody around baseball. I think he's really smart in the way he sees the game and analyzes the game. But to me, that's just too much of a risk. I don't care how smart he is. He hasn't done it, and he is kind of a sensitive guy. I know from covering him in New York, he's had a little bit of a sensitive guy. He has never been put in that position. And until you have, you don't know how he's going to react to making decisions, first of all, on the fly in the dugout. I don't care how much GMs and the front office is laying out information for you, you still have to make decisions on the run or on the fly there. And then the other part, how is he going to react when he's getting second-guessed in New York? Because, you know, New York, the scrutiny on managerial stuff, the in-game stuff, I think is like almost nowhere else in baseball, maybe Boston, a couple of places like that. But how is he going to react to that? That's just a huge unknown until a guy has done it. So I think that's the only way if they were to fall in love with a guy like that. Otherwise, I just don't see how they do it any other way but to go with the established guys.
It would be a huge mistake if they went with Beltran for that exact reason. I know Mickey Callaway made managing look much more difficult than it really should be. But still, you need somebody who's actually done it before. Any chance, Harp, that A.J. Hinch becomes available? I know that that's been one name that Van Wagenen has been linked to. Any chance you think at all that Hinch would be a possibility?
I mean, I don't see how. He's under contract. They would have to, there was some talk about the Mets trading for him somehow or something, but why would the Astros do that? He's an impressive guy. I've been through postseasons with him now in the interview room and stuff. He knows his stuff. He's very well spoken. He knows how to run a game. He's proven it now. He was a guy 2 years ago who really made, I think, really, really good decisions by watching the game and making decisions about his pitching and trusting some of his starters rather than going to his bullpen. That's how they won a championship. So, yeah, I think he'd be a good choice, but I just don't see how that works. The Astros, you know, what are you going to give him?
Right.
Pete Alonso or something?
Yeah, give him J.D. Davis back. I mean, no place for him with the Mets anyway. What about Harp Girardi to the Cubs? You think, I mean, at first it sounded, years ago it was always, he's waiting for the Cub job. Then it sounds like, wow, the Cubs aren't going to have much interest in him. Now it sounds like maybe there is more mutual interest. You think the Cubs end up wanting Joe Girardi?
I guess it's possible, although there still seems to be a lot of sentiment for David Ross out there. He's kind of really popular as a player. He's only a couple of years removed. Be a little bit of a gamble for the same reasons we're talking about. But, I'm sure Girardi is still probably that, job tugs at his heart a little bit, although he has said in the past and people around him have said he really doesn't have nearly the connections in Chicago he used to have. He doesn't have much family there at all anymore. He's been living, he established himself in New York for a long time and then went to Florida, where his son was in high school. So I don't think it has quite the lure it once had, but it's still a good job because there's a lot of talent there. So if they wanted him, that might be the only way that one of these guys hits the kind of the big money again is if it becomes a little bit of a bidding war for a guy like that. But I don't know. There does seem to be a lot of David Ross chatter still that I hear.
Talking with John Harper of SNY, writes a bunch of columns for SNY.TV. Harp, let's talk Yankees real quick before we let you go. Look, is anybody beating this team? I mean, do you think it matters, Rays or Astros? Rays look dangerous here. I know the game 5 tomorrow. You think it matters opponent for the Yanks in the ALCS, or you think that it's just a matter of fact that they'll be in the World Series here?
No, I mean, I picked them at the beginning of the year. I still think there's a good chance in that the way they played, but it's really hard to make too much of a judgment off the Twins. Your Twins.
Well, they hit so many homers hard.
I know. I won't say the line about the catcher.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I think the Rays are there. They're a tremendous team. You got to really admire them. And I'll tell you what, I hadn't watched them that closely. They got some really fantastic arms in that bullpen. But still, if you're going to tell me, the Astros with Cole and Verlander, and I don't discount Greinke. I still think he's got a big game in him here or there. And I know even if now being pushed to game 5 gives the Yankees an advantage because Cole can't pitch until game 3, but we've seen this in the past when this happens, and that can turn in a hurry because if Greinke were to go out there and win, say, game 1 in Houston, then all of a sudden, now who's got the advantage? Because now you got Verlander and Cole lined up in games 2 and 3, so you never know how that might work out. I still think that's a really dangerous team. They haven't really hit, though, the way that you kind of would have expected it to, this, especially so far in this series. But, the Rays pitching is part of that. But I still, if I'm the Yankees, I would take my chances with the Rays. I think there's a better chance of shutting them down and scoring off that their starting pitching.
Yeah, over the course of seven games, even though Tampa's tough and can be dangerous, hard to imagine them beating the Yanks in a best of seven. All right, Harp, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
All right, anytime, Sal. Anytime that you remind me.
I know, next time I'll shoot you a text. Thanks, Harp.
All right, I'll see you.
John Harper of SNY. Read his stuff on SNY.TV. Again, great stuff from Brian Cashman talking about Joe Girardi and Buck Showalter even about possibly taking over the Mets manager's job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.